That's what I was using before to say victory.
Victory.
Yeah. But now those days are done.
Mm-hmm.
You ready, Crines? Hear yourself breathing? Just breathe.
Just breathe. Tell me, baby.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Loopy. Are you going to do it or am I going to do it?
Okay. Are you going to do it?
Hey, everybody. Welcome.
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 If there was a Matt on this show, it would say welcome. That's what we're learning. I'm Peter.
Or fuck off. I'm Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hello, Peter.
How are you this evening?
Well.
It's a late night show.
Fabulous. It is late.
Late show with Pete and Heather.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we should just get right into it.
I wish my name could have like a shortened name.
Or just fuck around. That's fine, too.
Yep.
Your show. You let me know.
Okay.
You wish you could have a short name?
Pete, and I don't have anything. Because it can't be Heath. That doesn't work.
Pete and Heat.
Heat and... Oh, I kind of like that.
That'd be good if we did like a morning show.
Yeah, I can dig Pete and Heat.
Pete Heather. And Heat in the morning.
Heather the Heat. I like that.
All right.
I can dig it.
Well, now we know.
Now we know.
Well, it's been a while since we've chatted.
Yes.
So I do have some updates for you.
Okay.
Made a new enemy.
Ooh.
Did I tell you about this already?
Is it that... faggot woman?
Excuse me?
That woman with the name faggot.
Excuse me? That's a friend of the show.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Good dear friend of the show.
I was just checking.
Okay. No, this is a woman, I don't know her name, mm-hmm. but I met her at a restaurant called Noodles & Company. Have you been to this company?
I have.
Or the noodle part, I guess. I don't know what the company... Well, I was having a rough Friday.
Uh-huh.
Decided maybe I'd go down there, get a mac and cheese, have a diarrhea at work. Maybe I'd feel better.
Sure.
For the rest of the day. So I get there and I hold the door open for a lady.
Okay.
And she goes inside. Now, normal practice, you go inside, right? Someone holds the door. You then let them go in front of you.
Yeah.
Now, she just sort of stood off to the side and I was deciding what I wanted because there are many good options. Although I knew I was going to get mac and cheese diarrhea city.
Sure.
I already
do. You really get diarrhea from that?
Oh, yeah. Not diarrhea, but I have to take an intense shit.
I have to poop afterwards, too, so that's good. Okay.
There are a couple things. Like, the closest things to my work, Qdoba, I can eat that, but I'll have to take a shit for sure. For mm-hmm. sure. No doubt in my... I'll be shitting.
Okay.
In the next 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Mac and cheese, I'll feel... I'll feel great when I eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I feel sort of run down and salty.
Right.
Then I'll take
it. Makes you feel very full.
Yeah.
The mac and cheese. Yeah.
Then a massive dump.
Yeah.
Massive.
Okay.
And especially it doesn't help that I add meatballs.
And earlier we discussed this and you described your dump as, how did you put it?
Oh, it's like,
an old school Roma Caroli.
Well, the size. Yeah.
Yeah.
My dumps now are bigger than the new Carolis, right. Which are not as big as the old.
Right.
So this woman's standing there, and she doesn't cut me in the line, but it's not clear if she's going to go in line or I'm going to go.
Uh-huh.
So I pull the, you know what, ma'am? I'm not quite ready. If you want to go ahead,
mm-hmm.
go ahead. And she says, well, I don't know. I can't decide if I want to order a drink now. I'm waiting for my daughter. I can't decide if I want to order a drink first and then wait for her or just wait for her.
Who the fuck cares?
Exactly. I don't give a fuck who you're waiting for.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're waiting for Satan.
Gee, yeah, tell me your whole life story, jackass.
Also, I was like, you're saying your potential plans are to A, stand and wait for another human, like a normal person,
mm-hmm.
or B, go through the fucking line, order a drink, pay for a drink, stand there drinking a drink for 2 minutes until your daughter shows up.
Yeah.
And then go through the entire fucking line
again. Are you that thirsty? Go get a goddamn glass for water.
Well, she's pretty specific about her drinks, I learned. So I get a water glass.
What does she look like? What's she wearing?
A bitch.
Okay.
She looks like a real estate agent or something.
Okay. That's
without
what
the
I was
blazer,
wondering.
But
yeah,
similar
yeah.
in style.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was wondering.
So I go to the drink fountain and I'm once again behind her
mm-hmm.
in her tyranny zone.
Mm-hmm.
She gets her cup up there, her precious drink
okay.
that she fucking didn't know if she would wait long enough.
Okay.
She puts in ice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ice. Second trip to ice, you know, looks in there, shakes it around. Okay, I need a little more. Looks in again, dumps out a little in the tray.
No way.
Meanwhile, I'm not kidding. I'm standing behind her as well as two other people.
Okay.
Just fucking sitting there.
Yeah.
And she's doing the thing like guys do with urinal where she's not technically blocking the other fountains, but pretty much.
Right.
I'd have to be like,
well,
aggressive, excuse me, get the fuck out of my way to get in there.
And the way that restaurant is set up, mm-hmm. it's really just room for one person to be getting a drink at a time.
That's not a generous
well,
because
there's like
room.
Tables right there too.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean, even the fact that there was a line.
Right.
Where the fuck were you standing? There's tables.
So she does ice, look, dump some ice, look. Then she goes for the Coke. She pushes the thing in, fills it up, then just lets the cup sit there. Let the fizz die down, then goes for a second shot, you know, to get it all the way full.
Like she couldn't go back and get more?
It's fucking free refills, you fucking bitch.
You have to fill it up right then.
You need it right then. The other 2 ounces that are foam, it's foamy for a reason. The drink is supposed to be foamy. You don't just let it sit there until it goes fucking flat.
Yeah.
And then sit down with your dumb daughter, stupid broad. So then she lets it go. So she's filling it, now the third time.
Okay.
Third shot. It's got to be exactly up to the rim so she can spill it on the floor and then watch some teen mop it up. She gets it up and then she's waiting for the foam to go down. Decides that's the time to send a text message.
Are you shitting me?
I am not kidding. Then she lets the foam. She
sends
her a stupid
message.
Did she
know you guys were behind her? I'm not making an excuse for her, but...
Well, she had such bad hair, it may have curtained her from seeing peripherally.
I'm wondering if she couldn't,
It doesn't matter, because you should assume that if there are people behind you in line, which it was crowded, it was lunchtime,
mm-hmm.
there are going to be fucking people behind you at the soda fountain.
Right.
I use the soda fountain like a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like looking around, I have a trench coat that I cover up what I'm getting so no one else can see. She's just taking her fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
These are the first to die in a apocalypse.
Yeah. You know what I always think when shit like that happens is I'm a really patient person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think most of the time I'm overly patient and mm-hmm. it makes, you know, it lets people take advantage of me. And those are moments where if I were you and I had been standing there, I would have been thinking in my head, this is the time. This is the time out of any time that would warrant a freak out.
Yeah. If I had a
gun. If I was going to freak out, that now would be the time.
This is why I can't carry a gun.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't shoot her, but I would pull it out.
You'd want to wave it around.
When she turned around, it'd be right in her face.
Yeah.
And then I'd grab the sides of her face like this and squish her cheeks and then cram the gun in her mouth and be like, you want to taste some fucking fizz, you fucking slut? And then I'd be like, pick up the drink now. Pick it up.
This is getting violent.
March her to her table. And when she set it down, I would knock it off the table into the side and be like, maybe you should think about some other people next time.
Yeah.
Boom.
And you know what would have happened when you grabbed her face? Your fingers would have been coated in makeup.
Mm-hmm. So then she turns around, sees a huge, I mean, by the time she turned around, 6 people.
Waiting. Are you serious?
Yeah. It's in, the line is violating the
eating.
And
then did she do the thing? She did the thing, huh? Where she's like, oh.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my God, I didn't see you there.
No,
like, all right.
No, you didn't.
How could you not?
And you were next, right?
Yeah.
Thank God you were next.
Yeah, I know. And I didn't have my gun to cram in her mouth.
You should have just punched her. Okay, and that's probably extreme.
On top of that.
More extreme than the gun.
I mean, the line is violating the eating space of the restaurant.
That's what I'm
at
saying.
That
there's tables all around there.
Yeah. So someone's standing right next to somebody who's eating, like, well, what'd you get, pad thai? That looks pretty good.
I can't eat yet.
I should have got that. I'm just waiting on this bitch.
Yeah.
Then, so I go sit outside because it's a pleasant day. I would say it's mid-70s, perfect weather.
Mm-hmm.
She goes sitting outside with her daughter, right?
Oh,
and I'm
good.
Like, fuck. Because I wanted to fume about her without her being in the area.
Right.
So I could collect my thoughts.
Right.
Then, luckily, they sat outside for about 3 minutes before she's like, we better go inside. Because whatever, the weather was not perfect.
The sun was too shiny for her.
Perhaps, because then they went inside and then she spent the next 10 minutes fucking with the blinds inside. At that point, I dove through the window and sliced her head off.
With your machete?
Yep. I used a mediumly cooked noodle as a garrote and just cut
you
right through
her
neck.
Love most about this story is that this whole time, you you were probably fantasizing about all of the ways you could hurt this woman while all of this was going on.
You know, at the time, and this is why I wouldn't make a good cop or something,
mm-hmm.
I was in shock.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe one thing after the next. Like,
it's crazy when you see people act like that. It's insane.
All right. You go out to a fucking restaurant,
mm-hmm.
there is a certain amount that's appropriate to alter the environment, mm-hmm. okay? If you have extra salt shakers on your table, feel free to move them around and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I go to a coffee place, if I have a really wobbly chair, I'll trade it for an empty chair.
Sure.
But I won't trade it for an empty chair across the goddamn restaurant.
Right.
I'm not going to go all the way to the other side, check in each chair. I don't adjust the blinds unless I absolutely have to.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever I sit down is where I sit down.
Yeah.
And I'm not spending 10 minutes at the soda fountain.
Yeah.
And if that bitch got a refill, I'm not even kidding.
Jesus Christ.
I would have dumped it in her severed head because she already died because I dove through the window at her.
Oh, no. What a nice lunch. What a nice lunch.
It was
you.
Ruined. Yeah, my perfect plan of having macaroni, cheese, and a diarrhea was ruined. I had the diarrhea, but it was no pleasure in it.
Not as much pleasure as if the woman had not been there.
It was a rage diarrhea.
There we go.
I don't like that.
Yep, there it is.
It's like taking your kids to SeaWorld but being pissed off the whole time. It's just not as fun.
Right.
It doesn't give you the satisfaction.
Okay.
Perhaps related to that, I did have another thing I wanted to tell you.
Please share.
I don't know if you've heard, but I became an adult.
I might have heard through the grapevine.
Here's what happened.
Mm.
I'm at work one morning. Now, Friday mornings are rough for me because I'm not an early riser, but I have to be there at 8.
You know, I only worked, I worked quite a few Saturdays with you, I think, mm-hmm. and those were rough mornings
and
for you.
And that's 9.
Yeah.
This is 8. And I work Thursday till 9.
Right.
So when I walk out of the building, I have less than 11 hours
right.
until I'm going to be back.
And usually you do well if you get 11 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would say I get about 6.
Mm-hmm.
5 or 6.
That's no good for you.
No. It's horrible.
You're a different person.
I have dreams about the shield all night, and then I wake up.
Even the fucking shield.
And go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing some work, and I was doing some physical, moving books around kind of labor stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, start feeling not so good.
Mm-hmm.
And my chest had been really sore, right?
Like a heart attack?
I don't know.
Okay.
But so then I start feeling really woozy and really nauseous.
That's
so
weird.
I start walking back to the bathroom because I'm having the saliva come like I'm going to hurl.
Sure.
Big time.
So which is unusual for you. Like, I don't think you vomit very often.
Rarely, yeah. And I've probably puked less than a dozen times in my life.
Are you kidding
me? And if you subtract the times of booze, it's probably 6.
Wow.
Lifetime.
That's crazy.
Not including when I, you know, spit up my mom's tit milk or whatever. Because that was repulsive, so who can blame me? I think that's why these babies are spitting up. You're giving them a pure milk diet.
Please just tell a story.
Someone should do a supersize me where they're like, I drink nothing but milk for a month.
You know how I feel about babies.
See how good you feel.
Yuck.
Even if it is breast milk.
Yep. Gross.
Do you think different moms' breast
I don't know.
Milk takes
different? I don't know.
Okay. That'd be a good taste test.
Okay.
Can you identify your wife's breast milk?
I can't. Nope.
Nope.
Moving on.
So I'm walking quickly back to the bathroom doing that walk where I'm like, I hope no one interrupts me because I'll just vomit on the floor.
Sure.
And then have to explain myself.
Mm-hmm.
I make it back to the bathroom and I'm standing at the toilet kind of drooling,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I'm just maintaining. And my chest
is
sore.
You know, and work is the worst place too because the bathroom's in there. Like, you don't want to sit on the floor.
No. No, I wasn't sitting. I was standing.
Okay.
Hands on my hips. Like I was an upset football coach, not happy with the last play there.
That's so funny.
Going like, hoo. And then, you know, I turned the corner and I was like, I think I'm going to be okay. But I felt really woozy and shitty.
That's weird, too. It was like instantaneous.
It was all of a sudden.
Huh.
And my chest was really sore. So I was like, I haven't been to a doctor
in
10 years.
If you remember, a girl used to work at the library.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just call her Rachel.
Okay.
And she used to tell me stories about when she would vomit. And she, when she explained it to me, just the kind of vomiter that she was, if you mm-hmm. will, she was like an instantaneous. She said that she would have like 2 seconds of notice and she would just vomit.
Just hurl.
It wouldn't be like she would wait a couple minutes. It would literally be seconds and she would just throw up.
See, I know it's coming.
I mean, isn't that, can you imagine?
No.
Like you're just standing there and then you're like, I'm going to puke and then you throw up.
You have a lot of, that would be that annoying kid who puked the bed a lot.
Yeah, that was her.
I did one time sleeping over at a friend's house, woke up, puked the bed, and fell immediately back asleep.
That is so disgusting.
Woke up a couple hours later and was like, did that really happen? So it's pure dark, you know, and I'm reaching out and then I feel it and I'm like, oh, yeah, it happened.
Oh, God.
His poor mom, too, because it's like 4 in the morning.
Was it still wet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was puke. It was sweet tarts. I ate a bunch of sweet tarts. We went to go see the Coneheads.
Awesome.
And I could taste, you know, that puke taste you get? That's sort of like McDonald's barbecue sauce, but rotten.
Yeah.
And I had that, and I kept eating sweet tarts, trying to mask it, because the sweet tarts are like the kid version of Banaca.
Sure.
So then I ate a bunch of those, and so when I puked, it was all colorful. And,
how nice.
Yeah.
How.
And this poor mom. How very polite. That's got to be a horrible part of being a parent when the kid has a kid over, and you're like, man, I had to clean up after this kid, and now you bring this fucking idiot, and I have to clean up after him, too?
I don't think sleepovers work well with kids. Like,
no, it's kind of dumb.
My sister, she's got an 8-year-old son, and I remember when I was over there visiting, and he had a friend over, and I was like, oh, you know, they're just hanging out, and she was like, yeah, his friend is supposed to stay the night. I was like, what do you mean supposed to? And she was like, well,
come about 2 a.m.
Yeah, she was like, well, what you do is basically the mom drops the kid off and she's like, have a good time. And then when the kids run off, the mom looks at you and she's like, I'll just come back at like 9 because he'll just want to come home.
Yeah, prediction.
Yeah.
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 So anyway, I was feeling real sick and I was kind of worried. I was like, I haven't been to the doctor in like 10 years.
Right. Yeah, the whole time I've known you, you've not gone to the doctor. I don't think ever.
I don't think I've...
Even, like, for being sick.
Let's put it this way. The last time you went to the doctor, I went to the doctor, you were, like, 11.
That's gross.
Maybe 10.
Awesome.
My high school cross-country physical was the last time I went to the doctor.
Are you shitting me?
No.
Oh, my God.
I think I might have gone one other time where it was one of those where it's like, you're sick, have some antibiotics, and that was it.
I think it's different for women, though. Well, maybe not.
You've got all these hidden caverns and crevasses.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to go once a year.
I know what's going on.
Yeah.
I feel my balls. I don't feel anything weird.
Okay.
It's like a little bunch of little BBs in there. Is that what it's supposed to be like?
I don't know. I don't know either. That's right, though.
So I'm feeling horrible. Okay. So I'm like, what should I do?
Mm-hmm.
What could I do from, you know, because I'm like, what if my heart is in trouble?
Okay.
What should I do? Well, let me ask you that. If you thought that, what would you do?
Go to the doctor.
Let's say you went up for those scans. Forget the doctor.
Okay.
All right? The doctor's out of the equation.
Okay.
What would you do? Home remedy.
Well, I remember I tried all those home remedies for that heartburn, and that didn't do shit.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I drink.
Maybe you know, like when you're trying to burp and you can't burp, so you hit your chest a little. Maybe you should just do that.
I drank a bottle of red wine over the period of about a week.
You did not.
Yeah. I hate wine.
Did you seriously?
Yeah. It's supposed to be good for your heart.
I don't believe you.
You want me to get the bottle?
Kinda.
You just want to wait here?
Yeah.
All right, you have to keep talking, though.
I'll keep talking. There's no way he drank a whole bottle of wine.
It's got the word foxglove on it.
I don't believe you. Because I hate wine. I really hate wine. But he really hates wine. I mean, I'll have a fucking glass if I go over to my friend's house because the parents drink wine and I'm just trying to be polite and I just put like 10 ice cubes in it and who gives a shit. But he really... Oh, my God. You were not kidding. How was it? Shitty?
Well, okay. I don't know much about wine.
How much was it?
I don't know.
You don't know
it
how
was
much
cheap.
It
I know it was one of the cheapest ones.
Like $8?
I think like 12.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
You literally drank the whole... I'm so sorry.
I just
cannot believe this.
It was hard. It was harder than straight whiskey. I'll tell you that right now.
I hate wine.
Hey, this is a 2008. That was a great year
for
Fox.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Glove.
What the fuck? Who cares?
Cabernet Sauvignon. I don't know much about wine. I did refrigerate it. I have no idea.
I think refrigerated wine is better.
It had like a bunch of little pebbles in it.
Did you take the cork out correctly?
Yeah, no, like red rocks almost.
That's weird.
Little wine pebbles.
Huh.
Which I pretty much avoided, but then the last glass was like all grit. It was like cowboy coffee.
That's really weird. I don't think wine is supposed to be like that.
I thought maybe the pebbles are what clear out the arteries.
No, I think it's supposed to be smooth all throughout the glass. Well, the bottle, if you will.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I am now an adult.
Cheers. Jesus Christ. Ugh.
I don't know if you know that.
I know now. Good for you. Seriously.
Yeah, thanks. Pretty proud of myself.
Yeah.
Are you proud of me?
I am. I'm very proud of you because I can't imagine drinking a whole bottle. I don't think in my whole life I've drank a whole bottle of wine.
Hey, you know, we did a whole bottle of whiskey in the summer.
Yeah. My sister.
Fall is wine.
She likes wine and she was
winter
telling me.
Winter will be pee.
Okay. She was telling me the other night that she had two bottles of wine.
Yeah.
She can have a beer and be drunk.
You know what I
she
think?
She must have been passed out.
Here's my opinion on this wine.
Mm-hmm. That's on my fart, by the way.
A wine. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
A wine drunk is a nice drunk.
Mm-hmm.
The drunk feels great.
Mm-hmm.
The come down.
Oh,
is
bad.
Horrible.
Bad, yeah.
So, maybe starting out an evening with wine is a pretty good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to maintain.
And I think wine hangovers are pretty awful. You have a pretty bad headache.
I don't think I drank enough. Here's the other problem. I'm so bad in the morning that I don't really know if I'm hungover until like noon.
That's a good point.
I'm up for 4 hours before I'm like, oh, I'm kind of hungover versus like, this is the normal 4 hour rev up period.
Mm-hmm.
Have 8 cups of coffee.
Yeah.
So that was my plan, my heart health plan.
Well, good.
There it is.
That's a better home remedy than smacking yourself in the chest like
I suggested.
My chest
isn't sore anymore. I think I might have just done something foolish at the gym. That's also a possibility.
It's weird that you get nauseous from it, though.
Well, they could have been unrelated. I'm fine now. I'm still alive.
Good for you.
Probably won't be seeing a doctor.
Okay. I'm not going to push you.
So here's another thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
At work, I was giving some of my patented fashion advice.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I love your fashion advice.
And the person, my office mate, was like, you should do this on your show. This is good. Good things for people. The people need to hear this.
Okay.
You need to give power to the people.
Okay.
But here's the thing, Heather. Well, she said that, and I said, hey, whose fucking show is this? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I decide what's
In
on the show.
Helpful snowman
I
nature.
Decide. I decide. Right. I decide.
Okay.
I also decide whose ideas to rip off for the show.
Right.
So I will be doing it on the show. However, I want to help people,
mm-hmm.
not just give. Okay?
Right.
There's a saying. Maybe you've heard this saying. If a man is hungry and you give him a fish.
He eats the fish.
He eats the fish. And then later he's like, I would like another fish. No, thank you. No, I appreciate the one fish, because that's a pretty big thing to just get from a stranger.
What the fuck kind of story is this?
I just want another fish.
No, where did you hear that?
They don't. The Bible. Maybe that was he made a bunch of fish. That didn't really teach us.
I don't think we. Okay.
Just stay with me.
Yep.
Follow my narrative.
Here we go.
He said, Jesus said, you give a man a fish and he eats it and then he's ungrateful and just wants another fish all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said if you give a mouse a cookie, okay,
mm-hmm.
he'll just want more stuff.
Right.
However, if you teach a man to fish,
uh-huh.
you teach him what a rod is.
If you
a reel.
Teach a mouse how to bait.
You give him a crazy box with a bunch of little compartments in it that have little jelly dildo looking things in them.
Mm-hmm.
Then he can do it for himself
mm-hmm.
forever. So what I'd like to do is help, but not give.
Right. I think this will go well.
So what I'd like to do, I have 6 fashion tips.
Ooh.
However, one of them I do not genuinely believe to be true.
Oh, God. This is a game.
It's a game.
God damn it.
You want to do our new game music?
Yes, please.
It's not happening.
Why isn't it happening?
Oh, because I turned this down.
Yeah, that's nice.
You like that?
Yeah.
In our last show, we decided that this was not our theme music, but I said, hey, there's room for it. We'll make it our game music.
I could dig it.
Yeah, so it's got a little groove in the background while we talk.
I feel like I'm almost in a snazzy bar.
Yeah, in the future.
Yeah.
in SimCity.
Mm-hmm.
3,000. 2,000? 3,000.
Sure.
So here's what I'd like to do.
No, wait. Let me just reiterate, if you will. One of them you do not believe, and that's the one I'm trying to not guess.
You're trying to identify which one I don't believe.
Okay.
So I'm going to just read them all to you. I'm not going to read them. These are more feelings. I don't need to read my feelings.
Right.
I don't
feel
your
feelings.
I don't wear a mood ring. That's right. I feel, I emote, I express.
Okay.
Into the microphone.
Okay. Express for men.
So here we go. Number one.
Maybe I should write these down.
And these are for men, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'll do another one for women later.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
Broads be dressing fucked up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. So these are for men. Also, this mostly applies to men who are attempting on some level to dress okay.
Okay.
If you're just a skid and you don't give a fuck, then don't worry about
Not
it.
Not for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to talk to you.
Okay.
Number one. As a man, if someone asks you the question, why are you wearing shorts? You should have an immediate answer. And the answer should say, because I, dot, 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 not because it's. Here's what I'm saying.
Because it's hot out.
Because That's I was at the gym.
Right.
That's an acceptable answer. Because I was painting.
Because
That's
I
an
was...
acceptable gym. Because it's hot out is not an acceptable answer.
Right.
Because it's laundry
Because
day.
I was leaning into the tub, cleaning it for my girlfriend.
Yeah. See, I was wearing shorts because I had just run, and then I came straight home and was cleaning. And this is in public.
Mm-hmm.
I was at home.
Right.
I don't think guys should be wearing shorts in general.
Okay.
I think they're a bad look. I don't care how nice of legs you have.
Okay.
How tanned. Furthermore, as a sub rule to that rule, cargo pants are back.
Right.
Cargo shorts, not back.
Okay.
Okay.
Noted.
This is an important distinction because people think they're the same.
They're
not
the same.
Not the same.
Not the same.
Think about it this way. Jeans and cutoff jeans are the same. One's just shorter.
Mm-hmm.
No. 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 They are not the same.
Okay.
Huge difference. That's number one.
Number one. Got it.
Number two. Belt. Always. As a man, you should always be wearing a belt. Always. You will never have a pair of pants that doesn't take a belt, and you should always wear a belt. You're not posing in a hunk calendar with no shirt and mm-hmm. your button open.
Okay.
Okay? If you're doing that and you have defined abs, fine. No belt. That gets in the way. Other than that, wear a fucking belt.
Okay.
You look like a scumbag with no belt.
Okay.
Or a dad who just doesn't care anymore.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Okay.
I think that happens often.
And pants aren't really meant to fit a man's body.
Because
men don't have, like, hips and butts and things
that
just hold them up automatically.
Right.
They need to be restrained a little bit.
Women got the curves.
Yeah.
Women be curving.
So if you're a man, either what'll happen is they'll ride, if you have a gut, they'll ride under your gut or over. And if you're just skinny, they'll just fall off or
like
they'll
you.
Be way too high.
Yeah.
You need a belt to regulate.
Okay.
Regulate!
We be regulating.
Number three.
Yep.
Any polo shirt is not a formal shirt. Okay? Just because it's polo does not make it formal. The only polos you should be wearing, by the way, are ones with a little tiny animal logo.
Which
or
are dumb.
One that's from your company. You cannot just wear, I can't just wear an Xcel Energy polo to work.
Right.
That's fucked up. That looks like shit. You're not a fucking football coach either, so only cotton. No crazy wick away materials or anything.
I hate
like
those,
that.
Like those shiny ones.
Yeah.
They look like shit.
You do not need to wear those.
Yeah.
You're not a football coach. Like I said, you're not going to get, unless you're going to get a Gatorade tube dumped on your head.
Right.
You don't need to be wearing that
right.
shit.
Okay. Okay. I got it.
So do away with that.
Okay.
Number four, sandals. Rarely, rarely acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a scenario, a personal story.
The zoo.
I wore sandals to the zoo. We went
KGB
to
KGB Matt, you listen to this show.
We went to a formal dinner, okay? And here was my outfit. Brown polo shirt. White linen pants.
Which he had to buy special underwear for.
Which I had to buy special underwear for. And sandals.
Uh-huh.
And I looked great.
And furthermore, what did you do so you could wear those sandals?
I shaved my toes, which is an important sidebar. If you have hairy toes and you're wearing sandals, you've lost your mind.
I just wanted to hear you say it.
Here's the thing. I looked like I was going to a party for the sons of evil Republican senators.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all going to go yachting. I looked great.
Right.
It was part of a look. It was defined. Mm-hmm. I was not wearing sandals because I was, and it was hot.
You know what? Had you been wearing jeans, it would have looked like shit, but the white linen pants, that's what sold the sandals.
This is what I'm saying. If I'd been wearing shorts, I'd better be 10 feet from fucking the shore of something.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So I looked great. I looked racist, evil, and rich.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Number five.
Mm-hmm.
Watches are a thing of the past. Okay. Watches are a gadget. And you don't need another gadget. You got a phone. Your car's got a fucking clock in it. Mm-hmm. Where are you going that you need all these goddamn watches all the time?
Okay.
And who? No one cares. And no one asks you the time. Everyone's got their phone with them.
Right.
You just become time guy. You're real worried about the time.
Mm-hmm.
No one likes that.
Okay.
Do away with it. No more.
No watches.
And finally, number six. It is not, under any circumstances, as a man, okay to wear a pink shirt. Here's the thing.
No pink. I am writing that down.
Let me tell you something. If you wear a pink shirt as a guy, all you're thinking about is whether or not you're pulling it off.
That's so true.
And that means you're not.
Yeah.
If you're constantly questioning whether you're pulling it off or reassuring yourself that you're pulling it off, you're not.
Right.
Fashion, for the average person, is not a stunt. It's not about seeing how close you can get to the edge without tipping over.
Right.
It's about looking good.
Right.
You don't need to fuck around with a pink shirt.
Okay.
If you look good in a blue shirt, why are you wearing a pink shirt?
Do you remember when those shirts were really, God, what did they say? Those shirts were really popular. I feel like it was years ago, and it's like high school kids will wear them.
Yeah.
And they would say, like, it was a pink shirt, and the guy would wear it, and it said something about it being their girlfriend's shirt.
No.
You don't remember that?
No, but I also, I didn't put this as a rule, but it's kind of a sub rule. I think.
No slogan word.
Less than 25% of your clothing should have text on
phrases,
it.
Yeah.
Text is stupid. And if you're not sure how to dress, just eliminate text.
Yeah.
And you'll be happy.
Okay, I think I got them.
So those are my six rules. So basically, no shorts.
Right.
Always belt.
Right.
Any polo is not formal just because it's a polo.
Right.
Sandals, be selective.
Mm-hmm.
Watches are a thing of the past. They're gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
It's not okay to wear a pink shirt.
Okay.
Again, the goal isn't to get as close to the edge as you can. It's not like fucking jumping the Grand Canyon
right.
when you get dressed.
Right.
Where it's like, can he do it? I don't know.
Okay.
Just wear what you can wear. No one's impressed that you're like, he did it.
So I'm supposed to pick the one that I think you indeed don't believe
yeah.
is true?
Which rule you think I just made up?
How many guesses do I get?
You can have a couple.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with number five.
What is that?
Watches.
You're correct.
Boom.
Hang on. I have a good.
Yay! I fucking love that game.
Here's the thing about a watch.
You wear a watch.
If you wear a watch to like a formal dinner, say,
mm-hmm.
you leave your phone in the car, you wear a watch.
Right.
A watch looks nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't want to be checking your phone.
You don't want your phone with you.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, having your phone in your pants pocket, if you're wearing pants that are correctly fitted to you, fuck up the lines of your pants.
Yep.
They're all bulged in that pocket. And that ruins. Designers do not design clothes planned for a phone in the pocket.
Right.
They design them for nothing in the pocket.
They'll probably start to.
No.
But I see your point.
They won't. You can't. What are you going to do? Put a little pad in the other pocket?
I don't know.
Wear a watch.
Right.
If you don't have a watch, get a watch.
Okay.
You can get a generic, fine-looking watch for $40.
I don't have a watch.
Get one.
Okay. Actually, well, I'm not a man. Yeah, I didn't know if this applied to me.
Mostly
we'll
for
get
men.
To that. We'll get to the women later.
Oh, yeah. I got some advice for ladies, too, believe me.
I'm pumped. Fashion-wise, I'm pumped to hear that.
Fashion-wise? Are you kidding?
That should be good. The music was nice.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it worked out well, I thought.
Seemed quizzical.
Yeah. Right on. Right on.
This ginger ale is a little spicy.
Right? I had some earlier and I thought it was...
Yeah. It's going to give me heartburn.
It's good, though.
I have to drink another bottle of wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't ever want to go through... Ow. I don't ever want to go through that kind of pain again.
Oh, boy.
So that's that.
Cool. I like that game. That was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
What'd you think of my advice, good. My real advice?
You know what? I think it's pretty good.
Woman's
I think,
perspective.
I think it's good. And I think I agree with all of it.
All of it?
I don't really like polo shirts, so I think I don't disagree with you, but I just don't like... I think polos look like shit. I think the ones with the little animals on them look stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I remember, you know, when I went to high school... A big thing, American Eagle was huge. Like,
yeah.
Those were the cool clothes. And girls always wore polos from there, and they always had that fucking little bird on them. And yep. I just thought they looked so dumb.
Well, here's, I think, how fashion goes, right? You have something that looks good,
mm-hmm.
formal.
Mm-hmm.
Then that becomes preppy,
mm-hmm.
which is like, okay, polo is sort of formal.
Right.
Becomes preppy.
Mm-hmm.
Then everyone starts wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's done.
Yep.
But polo, for whatever reason... Now just everyone's wearing it.
Yeah, I don't.
The guy
who
fucking cuts your grass is wearing an untucked polo shirt.
Yeah.
And if your polo shirt is longer in the back than it is in the front, that means it's meant to be tucked in, by the way.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, I just don't. I just don't like polo shirts. I don't think they look very nice.
No. They're not as formal as people think. And mm-mm. the collars, too, are never ironed.
No. Yeah, no.
They're fucked up.
Yeah, I agree.
Totally fucked up.
I totally agree.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to fight me on the pink shirt either?
No, I don't really give a shit.
Oh.
I think I kind of agree.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, personally, I'm a girl and I don't own that much pink.
Yeah.
I don't, I mean, when have you seen me wear a pink shirt?
I don't know. I think it tends to wash out a gal.
Yeah. Yeah, but pink, I don't think pink looks very good with skin tones.
Just reminds me of breast cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
It's like, oh, she's a survivor. Good for her.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
I'll never forget one. Is that what this is? Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
Yeah.
Whole month?
I only know because I went to the lesbian night and that was crazy.
Go on.
Those
what lesbian?
The first Friday at the club.
You have to explain this because...
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. So at this huge gay club in Denver, the first Friday of every month is lesbian night.
Uh-huh.
And so I haven't been in a really long time, but I went with a huge group of friends.
You fell out of your lesbionic habit.
I sure did. And
haven't been playing. But then you played some softball a little while ago.
Hell yeah. That was fun.
That got your loins
it did.
Going.
It did. Fired back up.
Yeah.
So we went, and I did not know that it was Breast Cancer Awareness Month yet, but when we walk in, they usually have dancers, like, up on... There's a couple of rooms in this big club.
Yeah.
And in the first one that you walk into, there's, like, a big stage.
Like,
and
go-go dancer.
Yeah, they'll have dancers up there, and usually they'll just be wearing, like, a bikini or skanky clothes or whatever. They were wearing pink underwear and were completely topless.
Nice.
But all of their skin was painted in those pink, like, breast cancer ribbons shapes.
Now, here's a...
Like, their boobs, their nipples, everything. Ribbons.
This is all about breast cancer, right?
Right.
Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure is all about breast awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't people just be topless?
I don't know.
What makes you more aware than watching a bunch of topless women run
Perhaps
through the
that's
streets?
That's why they were topless.
Maybe. Like, here they are, fellas, ladies.
And even, like, some of the guy bartenders, they were wearing, like, pink, really tight, small underwear.
Well, they were gay.
Yeah.
All bets are off. If you are gay enough that you work at the gay bar,
mm-hmm.
I have no advice for you. I would hope that, you know, that would be your forte more than mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking about the common man, not gay bartenders.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my taste of Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Are you more aware of it now?
Sure.
Have you done a buddy check 9?
No.
Or do you have one of those, like, door hangers?
Well, when I shared a bathroom with my sister, she actually got one of those from the doctor and hung it on our shower head.
Oh, that's what that's for.
Yeah. Because they're like waterproof, so you can put
them... They look like a door, like a do not disturb. No, I'm checking my breast.
Yeah, you put them in your shower so you can check your boobs in the shower.
Maid service later, I'm checking for cancer.
Which I don't really get, though, because you're not supposed to stand up to do it. You're supposed to lay down. So that doesn't really make sense why it's in the shower. To me, that doesn't make sense.
Why do you lay down?
I don't know. I think that you can just feel better. Feel around better when
I guess they figure you're
down.
Caressing your breasts in the shower anyway.
I guess. I don't know. Okay, that's enough of that.
That's how I shower.
Is that okay?
I caress my breasts.
I guess I wouldn't know. I haven't showered with you.
I have to say, I think I would like to, you know, to our five listeners, put out the call. I'm throwing down the gauntlet on breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got 5 more years.
Yeah.
And if that's not cured, then I'm going to kill Susan G. Komen and end that.
I'd like to see what
or is
she
already
like.
Did she die of breast cancer?
I'm just wondering, like, if she's an actual person.
If she died
like
of breast
know.
Cancer, then, you know, in spirit, I will kill her. But
sure.
Also, not in. I don't want to make a threat against someone.
Well, yeah. Be careful.
I'm going to be angry in 5 years. I think they've had long enough. And why can't it just be cancer? If they cured breast cancer, would they be like, oh, sorry, we're not going to ball cancer? That's another 40 years.
I don't know why. I think that breast cancer, it's weird. I don't want to get on like a huge woman man kick, but it's kind of weird how they made breast cancer the really big deal.
Right.
But I think it's just because they think like, oh, that's a woman's boobs. That's like what signifies her as a woman, which I totally disagree with. Although it's probably unfair of me to say because I don't have breast cancer, so I can't say how that actually feels. But it's just kind of crazy that they made that big and like testicular cancer is not that. You know what I mean? Like, you don't hear about it as often.
Maybe you're right, though, because to me, if I had, you know, ball cancer, but they just took out the ball, I don't think I would even know.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know.
I would just get real good at riding bikes.
Yeah.
From what I hear.
There you go. So, yeah, I don't know.
If you were a woman and you had real nice cans, who knows?
Yeah.
Although you could just get an implant then.
Yeah.
Actually, there's never a better excuse to get a nice implant than I had cancer. And then everyone's like, well...
Double mastectomy.
Of course she got triple Fs. I mean, she had a fucking breast cancer. She was under the knife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, so I don't know.
Breast cancer.
All right. Well, 5 years.
Today. Yeah. I don't know.
October.
The 12th.
It's October of 2017.
Yep.
If it's not cured, I say we stop. Stop racing for the cure. It's not happening.
Yeah.
I'm busting ass for 3.1 miles and you're not doing shit.
Are you really? Do you actually do it?
I have in the past.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did it
I've
once
run it.
Too.
I don't care about breast cancer. It just happens to be
a
our
run.
Local race. Yeah.
Sure.
Yep. No, I actually proudly beat the first woman in. So
yeah.
Take that.
Boom.
That's what they should do. Whoever wins the race gets to decide.
Yeah.
Be like, well, I want to put it towards, you know, I don't know. NAMBLA.
What is that?
National Man Boy Fuckers.
It's like what?
A boy fucker association.
Are you shitting me?
No.
That's weird.
This is real weird. So do you have a game? You brought a game.
Yeah, do you want to play?
Yeah, so this is a repeat of...
My young adult book game.
Your young adult.
These crazy young adult books that have gotten out of control.
Hang on. Oh, go ahead. Now we're grooving.
So we've got five. I'll just try to repeat the rules, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I've got 5 descriptions of young adult books here. I don't tell the titles or anything. One of them I wrote myself, and Peter is supposed to try to guess. Are you supposed to try to guess which one I wrote?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we do it by the process of elimination.
Right.
So first I throw out one. You know, that I think is real. And
right.
then another one, and then another.
Are we wagering again?
By the way,
you have to give me
your VCR. Time, I think down by your feet, are there any VHS? Look over to your right. No tapes?
I don't see anything.
You had to watch, I think, 5 VHS movies.
Well, yeah, because you won the game.
How's that coming?
Bad, because you didn't give me your VCR. Oh. We have been over this. I know we're going to argue about it in the next 10 seconds. But you have to give me your VCR. I do not have a fucking VCR.
Let's pretend you own a casino.
No, I don't want to.
Which
pretend.
I don't think it's going to happen because you're not good at keeping your promises.
You're such an asshole.
You own a casino.
I don't.
I lose a shitload of money on fucking, what's the one with the wheel?
You don't.
Blackjack, we'll say.
That's not what it's called.
I lose a bunch of money on blackjack roulette. It's a new game, blackjack roulette.
Can we just play the game?
It's shaped like blackjack pizza.
I'm just going to let you rant. Wait till you're done.
I lose a ton of money. Lose my shirt, if you will. And I have a belt on, you can tell now, and I'm glad I wore it. So then you come in, you're the casino boss, you take out your big cigar, you've got all your rings, and you say, hey, Mac, where's my fucking money? And I say, I will get it for you. You leave, you come back an hour later, I'm just sitting in your casino, and you say, where's my fucking money? And I say, hey, it's not my fault that you didn't give me a ride to the bank, okay?
Okay.
You're responsible.
Yep.
For you watching those films.
Yep, you're right.
It's on you, because it's a bet.
Let's move on.
Okay. Let me see what we've got left.
I have to watch more.
What else are we going to bet?
I don't know. Buy me stuff.
We got to bet something.
You have to buy me something if I win. Like a book or something. Yeah, you have to buy me a book.
Okay, keep talking. I got to get these.
What? That's three. That's plenty. I'm not watching Son-in-Law. I've already seen that. And I've already seen The Rock. And I've already seen Dracula 2000. And I've seen Blade. And I've seen Leprechaun. I have not seen Hard Target.
That's in your stack. You already have to watch that one.
Oh, yeah. I've seen all those, though.
That's okay.
I just have to watch them again.
Yeah.
I really don't want to watch Son-in-Law again.
We've got another five. It's perfect.
I really don't want to watch that again.
Well, that'll be at the bottom. You'll only have to watch that.
Can
I
at least trade Son-in-Law out because you left some of these VHS tapes at my house like months ago?
No.
Damn it.
You can skip Son-in-Law if I don't get every single one of these right.
Deal.
Okay.
Ready?
So you're going to read. There are five.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to read all the descriptions.
Right.
And I'm going to pick out the fake one.
Right.
All right. Here we go.
The old ones. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Lena Thomas's senior year at boarding school starts with a cruel shock. And by the way, I used a very nice thesaurus to write this time. It's gone.
Oh, better. Okay.
Frost House, the Victorian dorm where her and her best friends chose to live, has been assigned an unexpected roommate, confrontational Celeste Lazar and her brother David. As classes get underway, strange happenings begin to happen at Frost House. Frames mysteriously falling off walls, doors locking by themselves, furniture toppling over. Celeste blames the housemates, convinced they want to scare her into leaving. And while Lena tries to play peacekeeper between her best friends and new roommate, soon the mysterious happenings in the dorm, a triangle between Lena, Celeste, and David, and the resurfacing of childhood fears all push Lena to take desperate measures to feel safe. But does the threat lie with her new roommate, within Lena's mind, or in Frost House's self?
You know what my favorite part of that was?
What?
Happenings happen.
Yeah.
Will you read that part, that sentence-ish?
As classes get underway, strange happenings begin to happen.
Good one. All right.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay, so that's kids living in a dorm and happenings happen that are bad.
Sure.
Pictures falling off the walls. People masturbating to crosses, mm-hmm. with crosses.
Yes.
While looking at okay. pictures of crosses.
Yes.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. In old America, that had air quotes.
Okay. Old America.
Sure.
The whole thing or just the old?
The old America. The whole thing.
Okay.
In old America, the 19th century was a time of westward movement and opportunity for people called pioneers. Now, in the 25th...
Thanks, professor.
Yeah. Now, in the 25th century, pioneers has taken on a new meaning. Salen is part of a constantly traveling group called the Pickens. Every 5 years, they travel 200 gruesome miles to the same 10 pre-established settlements with makeshift homes to upkeep the farms and keep order to the society.
So Oregon Trail, the book.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, there's more.
Yeah, there's more. Okay. These are really long. The elders have set the strict rules of working to earn your keep for the sole reason of keeping the community together. The ever-rebellious Saylin, on the other hand, is constantly sneaking off and straying from the pack, only to result in her further alienation. It's not until Saylin sees a bright shining light amongst the distant mountains that all trust is broken amongst the community and life as the Pickens know it could be in jeopardy. Saylin flees the settlement one cold night with her faithful lifelong friend Darren and finds not only a life but other survivors that will change the way she has come to know the new world. With quotes. Ow,
fucking, it's like the whole book. There's a whole book.
These are so long. Have you seen some of these descriptions?
So that's like a bunch of trash pickers / Oregon Trail.
Sure.
And they're, is this like post-apocalyptic?
I don't know.
Okay.
It didn't say post-apocalyptic.
They're pioneering.
Yes. And I then, think that was the, yeah.
Then they're not.
Yes.
Then someone's in love.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yes. I would assume most young adult books, there's romance. So, yeah. Yes, I can. That's a safe yes.
Which is hilarious. Is there romance in most young adult lives?
Shitty romance, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's real bad. Yeah.
Okay, three more. You ready?
Yep.
Saba has spent her whole life in Silver Lake, a wasteland ravaged by constant sandstorms. The Wrecker civilization has long been destroyed, leaving only landfills for Saba and her family to scavenge from. That's fine by her as long as her twin brother Lou is around. But when a monster sandstorm
Twins.
Arrives bearing four cloaked horsemen, Saba's world is shattered. Lou is captured and Saba embarks on a quest to get him back. Suddenly thrown into the lawless, ugly reality of the world outside of desolate Silver Lake, Saba discovers she is a fierce fighter, an unbeatable survivor, and a cunning opponent. And she has the power to take down a corrupt society from the inside. Teamed up with a handsome daredevil named Jack and a gang of girl revolutionaries called the Freehawks, Saba stages a showdown that will change the course of her own civilization.
Well, I have a new motorcycle gang named the Freehawks.
Right.
As opposed to who? The enslaved ones? Those ones that guys make work at the airport to scare off shitty birds?
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Once a century, a person is chosen for greatness. Eliza is the chosen one, but she is also the younger of two princesses, the one who has never done anything remarkable and can't see how she ever will. Now, on her 16th birthday, she has become the secret wife of a handsome and worldly king, a king whose country is in turmoil, a king who needs her to be the chosen one, not a failure of a princess. And he's not the only one who seeks her. Enemies with dark magic are hunting her. A determined revolutionary thinks she could be his people's savior, and he looks at her in a way that no man has ever looked at her before. Soon it is not just her life, but her very heart that is at stake.
Ooh. Okay, I'm going to just put romance.
Okay.
Because that one was all about romance.
Ready for the last one?
Yeah.
Ava is welcomed home from the hospital by a kind mother.
Ava Brown?
Sure.
And then it turns out it's Hitler's wife?
Sure. Lively friends and a crush finally beginning to show interest. Ugh. There's only one problem. Ava can't remember any of them and can't shake the eerie feeling that she's not who they say she is.
Amnesia.
Ava struggles to break through her haze as she goes through the motions of high school life. But the memories that surface take place in a very different world, where Ava and familiar friends are under constant scrutiny and no one can be trusted. Ava doesn't know what to make of these visions or of the boy who is at the center of them all until he reappears in her life and offers answers, but only in exchange for her trust.
That's complicated. Okay. So we've got Happenings Happen.
Yep.
We've got Pickens. We've got something to do with four horsemen.
Right.
We've got that romancy one.
Right.
And then we've got the amnesia romancy one.
Right. So you're going to pick ones.
I'm going to throw one at a time, the ones I don't think are real, or that I do think are real.
Okay.
Okay, I don't think Pickens is real. The second one. That's where they're pioneers or whatever.
So that's the one that you think...
I think is real, sorry.
So it's an actual book?
Yeah.
You lose.
No way!
You fucking lose!
You tricked me.
I wrote that one.
When you were reading it, you're like, and there are, and then you squinted at it, and you're like, Pickens!
Because my eyes hurt!
Oh, God! That was fast.
I can't believe I won a game.
Jesus Christ.
Is that the only reason that you thought that it wasn't mine?
Yes.
Damn it.
Just because you stumbled over that.
Mm.
I could tell you the other.
Dummy.
The first one I didn't think was yours because the names, Lena Thomas and Celeste Laser,
oh, yeah,
or whatever
that.
Her name.
I would not have come up with that.
Number three, I actually was pretty sure I'd heard of as a book.
I think it's getting really popular.
Because yeah, it's series,
called,
right?
It's called Blood Red Road.
Yeah.
It's pretty new, but it's like really coming up as like the new Hunger Games book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The romance I thought could have been you, but I thought it was too boring.
I thought the one I came up with was pretty good.
It was good.
Right?
Fuck me. That sucks to lose right away.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It does, doesn't it?
It feels bad to
you
be a loser.
You have to buy me a book.
Oh, hang on. Now that I lost.
You have to buy me a book.
I forgot to do all this stuff here. That was a bring down. And I feel terrible.
Did I write that one better, though? That was better, right?
Yeah. Well, obviously, I fucked it up in the beginning.
Yeah, but you said the only reason why you thought that one was real is
just
because
rub
I
it
stumbled
in.
Through it.
Just
no,
finish
I'm
finish rubbing it in. Just finish laughing now.
I'm trying to make the game better.
All right.
I'm trying to make
it was
it
good.
Better.
It was fine.
Okay.
What we're going to do, too, we'll have it up on Thursday so people can play first.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
So you'll know if it was just the reading of it or if it was really that close.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Right on. Do you feel done?
Yeah, I feel good.
You don't have anything else you need to talk about?
Nah.
All right.
I'm good. I'm good for now.
All right, man.
Those are good games.
Do you like them?
I do. I like my game, and I like the new fashion sense game.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Do you think I'm fashionable now?
I do. Well, I thought you were fashionable.
Do you
want to
describe
before.
What I'm wearing right now?
I don't. I really don't. I wouldn't begin to know how.
Well, I do have coming up for some future shows. I've got a pretty great couple of Roseanne games.
Oh, gross.
I've got an all DJ edition.
I wish, Ian, I really wish you were here because you're so bad at them and I love it.
I know. I just did an Ian Dirk.
Ian, by the way,
lost
I won that game for
thing.
You. You're welcome.
You didn't win shit. I lost.
That means I won.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and you have to buy me a book now.
Is that the deal we
that's
made?
That's what I said right before we started.
I was busy like racking myself on this chair.
I know. You replay it and you listen.
Let me go back to the tapes. I'm going to cut it out of the final
How
thing.
Dare you?
It'll be like, oh, if you win.
I'm
going to
buy the most expensive book I can find.
I'm buying the book.
Well, I mean, I'm going to pick it out.
I won't buy it.
Yeah,
I don't believe in that book's poison.
You buy it,
I'll
stab all your movies.
Well, those are your movies.
No,
those five.
I'm not keeping those.
You need to watch them.
I'll give them back. I'm not keeping them.
You have to. Hard Target, The Good Son, Species.
I'm excited to watch Species.
The Cutting Edge, and Screamers. Watch Species, then watch The Cutting Edge. I'm telling you.
Ugh.
That was my first rom-com.
Okay.
And it's great. And I don't think it's funny at all.
No.
And the one guy looks like Paul Rudd, but not funny.
Right on.
Just sad.
Yeah.
But a good skater.
Okay. I'll watch him.
All right. Well, I guess that's it. Everybody.
Everybody.
I couldn't find my button there for a second.
That's okay.
There it is.
Ah.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, and just so you guys know, I'm stocking up on my crazy phone calls. I'll be sure to keep writing them down for you so I can share them later.
Yeah, you didn't share any with us today.
I can share some next time.
All right.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, we'll hear about some good phone calls.
Yeah.
I'll keep having medical issues, I'm sure.
And I'll keep finding shitty young adult books.
I didn't do a dental update today. Quickly, I discovered online that the reason that I was having brown stains on my teeth was because of the oral rinse that I was prescribed.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So I had to get an electric toothbrush and basically buff them out. take off a layer.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's going great.
That was a good mini update.
Yeah, mini update.
Yeah.
No, I need to make a jingle. Yeah. Pete's Dental Update.
Yeah.
You know. Like my radio hero, Casey Kasem.
There you go.
Did you ever listen to him?
No, but I think you've showed.
His long-distance dedication going out to Roseanne from Dan.
Yeah.
Rosie, "You'll always be my number one." And then the song would come in. He'd talk over half the fucking song.
Anyway, yeah.
And then it would be Boys to Men every time.
That's hilarious.
And be like, "Oh, I didn't love you before, but now that you got Casey Kasem to tell me this particular Boys to Men was for me."
Yeah.
Oh my God. Now I'm happy. Well, visit the website, goddammit.
Yes, and drink a beer.
Also, tell a fucking friend about this show, for God's sake, if you like it. If
I
you
tell
made
everyone.
It this far. Well, make them. Turn their computer, push it, and just start it playing.
Yep.
If also, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how a show gets popular.
Or tweet.
No, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Tweet. Okay.
Or tweet, yeah, but subscribe to us. Not or, and.
And.
If your mom has iTunes and she doesn't know how to use it, just subscribe on her computer, too. She won't fucking know.
Perfect.
She'll just have these files. She won't know where they came from. I think that you could make a whole show popular. It's purely by mom and grandma subscribers.
You need to put my fart up.
Yes. Yeah, if you have snowman art. Oh, also, I need a graphic designer who's willing to work very cheap because I have an idea for our first merchandise.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Awesome.
Based on a show and also many, many further discussions I've had. I need someone who can draw good, maybe comic book style, we'll say. And I need, basically, it's going to be a picture of a dad and a daughter. And she's in a wedding dress and he's in a suit. And they're dancing, but he's completely salacious, crummingly grabbing her ass.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe drooling with his tongue out.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, on the back it says, "Don't dance with your dad."
HelpfulSnowman.com.
So if I could get a designer to help me out with that,
score.
We could make a real good piece of merch.
I can dig it.
I don't even care if you suck. Just so I can't do it. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay.
Cheers.
Thanks.
We can't take